Okay, other areas that I think I would like to suggest that the task force make a statement on is I do think it would be good. You know, well, we do have this we have this resolution about the increase of fees. So that I guess goes to the finance committee. So that doesn't need to be said to the whole board, but maybe it should be said to the whole board so the whole board hears it. That in fact we do officially endorse the fee raise and whatever, you know, and the rest that went along with that, the, you know, the kind of concerns connected to that. I do think that it would be helpful to make a statement saying that something defining the kind of the administrative home of the affiliates program. There's been a lot of different things said in the last half year about what the affiliates program is. It's been defined in many, many different ways. And I think it would be helpful for this task force to begin to move that discussion in a direction that kind of helps to define a realistic description of what the affiliates program is. And as part of that, a description of how the revenue and expenses will be somehow monitored in the future as information that's useful to the board.
Ursula,
and,
can I ask a question on that?
Huh?
How far afield? How far afield in is your reality from the PACE report that we originally got approved from with the interim board back in 2002?
Well, it depends on what particular moment you're speaking. You're asking that question. It fluctuates dramatically these days. I mean, in the past year, it was all the way to 180. I mean, there was a point at which it was said that there was no affiliates program, that it was just a department of the Pacifica Radio Archives. So, you know, we all sorts of things have been said. I don't think I can even answer that question because. Depends on who do you talk to and when you're talking to that person. There have been so many interpretations thrown around by now of what's going on. I think that we're not as, you know, I don't think we really are at a point anymore where it is clear to Pacifica National that we are doing what the PACE program set out to do. No, I don't think that's clear. I don't think there's a reason to fight about this, but I think it would be helpful. With something like this, I would prefer that the task force not make a resolution because that's, in a way, strong-arming the executive director and the CFO. But I think a statement would be a good start. And for me, a statement, something that I feel reflects reality, would be something saying to the effect that, you know, the affiliates program is part of the Pacifica National office. It is not separate, but it is a distinct unit, or not a unit, I don't want to use that word, but it is a distinct part of Pacifica National that has its own, which has a distinct mission, you know, that has been articulated through the PACE program and that has a particular income and that there, you know, that some sort of way of, defining what the expenses and income associated with this program to be understood. I mean, right now I'm in a situation where I have heard at various finance committee meetings that I don't know about certain expenses of the affiliates program. These statements are being made. I think that it would be only, you know, sane to inform me of what these expenses are if I don't know about them. So that we all have a good understanding of what we're doing, you know, and also of what the mission is of this program. Because sometimes people talk about this program just as a cash cow. Sometimes people talk about it as only a mission-driven program. It's a little bit of both, and I think that needs to be articulated. So, And then the final thing that I think it would be good to say something about is I do think that there should be a statement about working out some sort of protocol for next year for the budget process. I think that we should thank, the foundation, the finance committee for allocating money this year for the first time to the affiliates program. I think that's worthy you know, of a remark from our task force to acknowledge, you know, the good faith that was shown, and also, you know, a suggestion that, you know, we review the budget process so that everybody's needs are better met next year. Because along the way, I think everybody involved had, you know, had certain gripes that could probably be addressed. So those are the, you know, the various areas I think that it would be good for us to say, and a few of these I think we could make into resolutions. I'm not saying they all should be. I think some things aren't resolutions. They're just statements. Now, I'm happy to, you know, to work on crafting language for these things with whoever agrees with me, but I need to know where the task force is on these things. I'm just concerned because I think the task force, the affiliates program is moving to a kind of a new level, and I think that we should be doing it consciously and not kind of drifting into things that will become calcified within the year. And we find ourselves saying to ourselves again, like now, like, why did we do that? You know, like you're saying now about the bylaws. So that's the end of my statement.
Okay. Does anybody have a motion to for what to do from here?
I mean, partly what I'm saying is logistically, I'm saying that probably this, so that we don't stay up till midnight tonight, that, you know, this might involve some emails before the board meeting, but I would, you know, I would like the whole task force to, you know, to weigh in on it and be in agreement. I'm certainly willing to, you know, do my part in terms of crafting language, but I ultimately, you know, I'm not I'm the staff person. Ultimately, you know, I feel the people in the task force have to feel this represents their vision for the affiliates program.
All right. Chandra, do you have any suggestions?
I'm sorry, I have to get off the call.
You have to what?
I have to get off the call.
Okay.
Well,
feel free to call me.
With me, I can either start at 6:30 or 6, or I have to leave early when the meetings start at 5:15. So
okay.
I apologize.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye.
Don't hesitate to call me if you want to talk later about what Ursula has just given in her report or her suggestion.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
This is Kalonji.
Yes, Kalonji.
I'm back on email again. I can receive information on the internet.
Good.
And that might help me catch up. Last time we spoke, I was concerned about the fact that all the people who are involved in the affiliate program are not meeting together so that everyone has a similar idea of where they're going and what's happening with it. And I was wondering if that could be something that we mentioned at the board meeting.
Can you elaborate a little bit, Kalonji? When you say people need to meet.
Well, it seemed that there was a disconnect in terms of all of the participants, all the folks who had something to do with the affiliate groups, in terms of they're not all getting together and sitting down face-to-face at any time during the year to at least define what each segment is doing and get some clarification on that.
You mean on this committee?
No.
Are you talking about the people on this task force?
Or with national staff?
I'm talking about national staff and,
mm-hmm.
And
an affiliate coordinator.
Yeah. I just hear a disconnect in terms of that of what's happening based on the fact that they're not meeting together.
Does Ursula get invited to various meetings of national staff, or are there any meetings?
There are meetings with the Greg calls the operations staff. And that's basically the station managers, John Elmella, Pete, and myself. So it's and Brian DeShazer he's on the call too. I think what Kalonji is referring to are you know, myself, the bookkeeper, Mariana Berkovich, who mm-hmm. you know collects the fees, Brian, who is her supervisor, Lonnie, Greg. Mm-hmm. And members of the task force. Isn't that right, Kalonji?
Yeah, that's
it. Can I be on the stack, please?
Go ahead.
Well, I think that what would probably be useful would be that either quarterly, that group should meet for an update on the contracts so that we don't run into the problem budget-wise that we ran into this year, where we didn't understand when Lonnie was using the $122,000 figure versus Ursula's $157,000 figure. Whereas if there were a quarterly meeting, you would know between all of you where we were, what was outstanding, and who had to be contacted, et cetera.
Yeah, and we'd also know the other expenses that are said to, you know, be
exactly.
part of it. Yeah.
Exactly. So I would support what Kalanje is offering or recommending, but I think we could put it into what Ursula's suggesting as a statement, that just
that
be a part
good.
Of it.
That's really good.
Well, I'm a little bit confused because when we described these people, we said the bookkeeper, the CFO, the ED, the affiliates coordinator, the archives director.
And the task force.
And the task force. You want this whole task force to meet with those people four times a year?
We needn't have everybody on the task force meet, but at least the chairperson, at least.
And
so basically,
and
what I
on the finance committee.
The people,
the board
that
members. I'm sorry. The board members who are on the affiliate task force. At least they should know what's going on, and be
okay.
brought into those meetings. If not, all of us, and then they can report back to us at our monthly meeting.
Well,
yeah.
let me, Ursula. Do you consider those management meetings?
Which meeting?
Well. What Lonnie, what Kalanji is saying is those meetings would be to discuss what expenses are and what income is and, I guess, fulfillment of contracts and such.
What I hear Kalanji suggesting is a meeting where people who are involved with the various aspects of the affiliate program speak to each other, you know, at least once a year, if not more, you know, which involves management, it involves and policy as well. It's both, management and policy, right?
But I'm suggesting quarterly, Ursula.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you want to overwork for folks or get resistance for meeting too often, but if at least biannually, I like it quarterly, too. That would be on top of everything. But if that becomes a problem, then at least,
I think when you hear Rip Robbins saying how many meetings he's required to go to, I'd say quarterly is probably unrealistic at this point.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, biannually. At least it would give us something to work on.
Why can't we, as a task force, put in quarterly and let them come back and say biannually?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, that's our recommendation. That doesn't mean that it's going to get passed that way.
That's right.
Well, I'd say, being on the board right now, I would say let's just start with something that's realistic to start with, rather than have a 20-minute discussion where they say, no, this is not going to be this is just not workable. Why not start with something that would be doable? Or maybe...
Well, the money is already reported quarterly because Lonnie provides a quarterly financial report.
Mm-hmm.
So that part is available.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, so how often do the people need to meet then to discuss, like, you know, I think it's to put things out on the table.
Well, let me ask you this, Rip. You are the affiliate director. Who would you imagine creating the agenda for that meeting?
The task force. The task force is the one requesting that these meetings take place.
Mm-hmm.
The ED is there as the overall coordinator of the operations of the foundation. The CFO is there because the money's all involved.
Well,
the employees that work in the program are all there, and the Brian's there because he's a supervisor of Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe once a year. I would maybe the first year they would need to meet more often, but I would hope that soon they'd only need to meet once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Teresa, I'd like to speak when there's a moment.
Rip, are you finished? Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Rip. Go ahead, Ursula.
Yeah, I think I'd like to hear Kalanji's point of view as well in terms of timing. I mean, one thing that I kind of noticed this year, our first year as a task force, is that, you know, there's kind of a learning curve going on. You know, people come into the task force and, you know, spend some time trying to understand what the issues are and what they want to work on. And so I guess I'm wondering, you know, at what point is it effective to meet and have something to say to each other? My sense is that now that, you know, the budget process kicks up a lot of, you know, a lot of issues, and, you know, this is a time where somehow it feels right to get together and say, okay, this is where we're headed into the next year. So it's kind of like a state of the affiliate program as we head into the new board and the new year. So I can kind of see it as being meaningful now. I'm not sure if at the beginning of the year, I just don't know if I don't know. I guess I've said what I need to say.
Okay. Well, let's do this. This meeting started at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time, so we've now been going on for an hour and a half. There's a concert that I have helped coordinate. And it's now the intermission. And we have this one item on this agenda that is the report to the PNB. I would like to find a way that in the next 10 minutes we can deal with this item. I'm thinking that we should come up with a number of statements that we want in our report. And I'll say, do we want a statement about this? And if there's no objection, then we will put that in the report. Now, another option would be is if I leave the meeting and someone else wants to chair this. I mean, someone did mention the meeting going on to midnight. I'm not going to be here till midnight. So I'm trying to find a way that is fair to everybody to expedite this report. Because I don't think we can write it in this meeting. I think we're going to have to somehow delegate and maybe send it out and have everybody approve it. But if we're going to get this in the packet for the PNB meeting, it actually has to be done in the next, I'd say, six days or so. Ursula made about six statements. One was a statement about the technology that impacts the affiliates and certain standards for delivery. Is there anyone that objects to saying that we are concerned about the technology that impacts the affiliates and the various standards for delivery, and that it deserves the attention of management and the board?
I would just add a statement of that they're paying more money this year, and affiliates have been asked for an increase, and tie it to the technological needs of the affiliates.
Dina, would you feel comfortable drafting that statement?
I'm not going to be available until Tuesday.
Okay.
I don't know.
Dina, what you're saying is that the foundation will need to demonstrate that some work is being done to improve the technical
yes.
glitches that have occurred.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wrote that down.
Okay. I don't think it's complicated. I just think we need to tie it to the fact that we've increased the affiliate budget.
Okay. Hold the line 1 minute. Yes. That's yours.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'll just do. Do you want me to make the
That's good. Don't worry about that. And then I'll write the rest. I'll take care of the rest. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, no, Ben will.
Okay,
no problem.
Okay.
All right. Well.
There's a few other points
mm-hmm.
that Ursula brought up. I wrote these down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the timetable for affiliate directors, we would be saying that we noticed that that's on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on when we give our report, because I can't remember where it is on there. Okay, so then the other thing is that we would acknowledge the budget breakout and make a case that there needs to be a review of the process to streamline the budget process for next year. And then of course, we talk about what's happened this year, that negotiations for fee increases were successful. Next year's revenue is going to increase. So then if anyone has any other points to bring up, those are the only ones I wrote down.
Number five, endorsing the PACE program, part of the Pacifica National Office with its own missions articulated through the PACE program with expenses and income.
Administratively, could I ask one question in relation to that when it's appropriate?
Go ahead.
Who does Ursula report to? Is she reporting directly to Greg, or is she reporting? I'm not clear because Lonnie always seems to speak on her behalf when it comes to finances, rather than she talking for the work that she does for the affiliates.
I agree.
I report to Greg.
So if you report to Greg, why is it that you don't do the financial breakout yourself?
Because I'm part of the national office, and Lonnie is in charge of the finances of the national office.
And so nobody from the national office speaks on their own?
Not to the finance committee.
And does that include the national finances? Does that include the archives as well?
No. Yes, it does.
Okay.
I just found it in the job description that's in the PACE report that says budgets are given to the Pacifica Executive Director. It's in a list of other things, but the word budgets is right there. So it states that the budget would go to the ED.
Greg.
Probably all budgets go there, and he just hands them over. I mean, he would turn them over to a CFO.
I mean, if he yields that authority, then...
Sure, he probably gives all the budgets. I mean, he doesn't do mm-hmm. budgets. We have a CFO that does budgets, so he
mm-hmm.
just turns it all over. But she...
Okay.
Affiliates report, though, to there. And then the only other phrase I found, it says that the Pacifica Foundation employs an affiliates coordinator. So there's kind of the hiring part, but then buried way in the job description, way down in the bottom of it, it's there at the end of a sentence, it's reporting to the Pacifica Executive Director.
Are you looking at the PACE report?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you what, Rip,
mm-hmm.
you have articulated. What you have just read to us over the last 10 minutes? Is that written on your computer? Can you cut and paste that together and send that?
I don't know. I'm looking at paper printouts in my notebook, but
the PACE report. The PACE is is on the PacificaNetwork.org.
Oh yeah,
it's publicly available. If you go to PacificaNetwork.org, it's
mm-hmm.
it's under history.
Ursula, was the PACE report approved? I know
yep.
it was approved by the interim board, but does it need to be reapproved or anything like that?
I think it's up to us. You know, I think that there is a good project for next year would be to revisit it, and to, you know, go really articulate some of the things. I don't think anything needs to happen, but I think that things have become pretty vague, and I think there is a restatement of the mission of the task force of the affiliates program is a good thing. And I think defining what an affiliate is an essential part of that at this point before we do that. Because you don't want to come up with a description of the affiliates program that doesn't take into account, you know, where we're headed in the future. The PACE report looks backwards more than it does, you know, at the affiliates that we came in with. And so I think that re-looking at this would be a good job for next year's task force, definitely.
Okay, Liz, may I say something? It's 5 minutes to 9 where I am, 5 minutes to 10 on the East Coast. I would like Rip to have in writing what he has articulated about the points that Ursula brought up. And I'm looking for volunteers, for anyone who would like to write, who would like to draft something on any of these points. And then Ursula said that she would be able to help craft. I think what concerns me most is number 4, defining the administrative home of the affiliates program and how the revenue/expenses will be monitored in the future. Otherwise, the item number 1, which was about, well, item actually number 1 was about the procedure for bringing in the affiliate directors. Item number 2 was the technology issue, which I think that I've got something written here, and Rip articulated it. They don't really need to know that. Okay, I'll give it to them, though. Thank you. All right. Yes. Thank you very much. Okay. Ursula said that she would help craft language. I hear 6 items. Does anyone else have any other items? Okay. We will go with these 6 items.
Well, Kalanji, is what you said, does that fit into this?
How about if we put Kalanji's item under number 4, defining the administrative home of the affiliates program and how revenue/expenses will be monitored in the future?
Okay.
We could put that, and we would suggest that we have a meeting, that we have regular meetings of the bookkeeper, CFO, ED, affiliate director, archives director, board, and the affiliate board members. Or unless you want to say, do you want to say the affiliate board members and the chair?
The affiliate task force board members.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And chair. Okay. So what I would like to do is, if I can get commitments to craft this original language, if you send the email to me, then I will work with Ursula to craft the language and submit the report. I will send it to the whole committee or the whole task force, I'll try to have it done by Wednesday night, next Wednesday. And then you can make additions or corrections to it. Does that sound fair?
It has
fair?
To be in by when, because you have to get it to, you said it has to be sent to the board 10 days in advance?
Or at least by the 15th, I mean the 22nd. But I would think the 20th, yes, or the 19th. So pretty quick.
Well, we would have to have it by Wednesday because we only have Thursday to answer to it.
I mean,
reason I said Wednesday, Edina, is because you said you couldn't do anything until Tuesday, and if you want,
right. And I'll be glad to help you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I have mornings every afternoon and into the evening. I think I'm busy. But I have the mornings, and
I'm glad to
help you with it.
I will work with Ursula on item number four. You know, this does not have to be really sophisticated. And Ursula, feel free if you want to, if you feel that you want to talk to individual members and get something from them. Okay, who wants to write about number one, about the procedure? Okay, I'll work
number
on number one.
One,
the procedure for bringing in affiliate directors. Who wants to write about number two, technology?
I'll do that
because I told Riff I would get language from Pete.
Yeah, we're going to talk, yeah.
All right. I really don't think number three is really fairly easy. It just says we endorse the fee increases, and we probably want to say, and Rip already said something like the foundation should demonstrate the work being done commensurate with those fees. I forget your...
Didn't we already pass a resolution about that, Rosalinda?
I don't know. I thought you wanted something in addition to it, and that's why you addition.
No, I just think it should be mentioned to the whole board.
Okay. All right. Fine.
We have that.
All right. Number four, I will work on that with Ursula.
Which one's that, Teresa?
Defining the administrative home of the affiliates program and how revenues and expenses will be monitored in the future. Unless someone else would, if someone else would like to take it, I'd give them a big hug. All right. No hugs for you. Number five. The PACE program?
Are we going to write about it, or should we kind of talk about...
Frankly,
you know,
if I play this...
I'll write something about that.
All right. I don't think this has to be really, really complicated. And the last item was acknowledging the budget breakout and a statement of protocol for the budget process. Rip, you did mention that.
Ursula spoke to the need to somehow review the process to streamline the budget process for next year. So that's what I was kind of iterating some of her points. So that should be in there, but I'm not sure Ursula should probably give us a few.
I can work on language for that. Cause that's,
okay, Ursula.
Yeah.
I also think that'll include thanking them. I think we need to thank them. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the budget breakout is a big success. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try to get this done by next Wednesday and send it to you. Unfortunately, because of the time considerations, if you have anything that you want to add or correct, either call me and tell me specifically, I want you to make sure this happens, or come Wednesday, if you don't like what you hear or what you see, call me directly.
You're talking to me, Teresa?
I'm talking to anybody.
Okay.
If you have opinions about this report, or if you see the report and you don't like what's in there, or you think something needs to be added that you have and you have not volunteered and already put that in there, then call me directly or call Ursula directly and say this has to be in there.
Okay.
By Wednesday.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
Is there any other business?
No.
Do we have a move to adjourn?
I need to adjourn.
All right, you know what? I love you all dearly.
Thank you for your hard work.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. See you, Ursula.
Bye-bye, Rip. See you soon.
See you tomorrow.
Ursula, have a good trip.